Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Krumrie. Thank you for listening. Juno welcomed the first baby of 2024 over the weekend. Weighing in at about 10 pounds and 2 ounces, Cosmo Jobsis was born Saturday at Bartlett Regional Hospital to local residents Emma and Dylan Jobsis. According to a hospital press release, Cosmo is 21 and a quarter inches long and joins an excited big brother, Cade. In keeping up with tradition, Cosmo's family received a wooden rocking boat handmade from Sitka spruce by Bartlett's Dr. Lindy Jones and his wife, Colleen. For years, the Joneses have made boats to welcome Bartlett's first baby of the year. Cosmo is the seventh baby to receive one. Redevelopment planning is underway for Telephone Hill, a historic neighborhood in Juneau that was home to Alaska's first commercial telephone service. As KTOO's Katie Anastas reports, a mini-exhibition currently at the Juneau Douglas City Museum presents the history of telephones in Juneau.
Sounds of early 20th century phones filled the Juneau Douglas City Museum on Friday night. 10-year-old Otis Beard studied them closely.
There's a little metal ball clanking from each one really fast. Like on the other one, you can actually see it, but it goes like almost light speed. It looks really cool.
Jim Samard helped get the phones back in ringing condition.
They have a couple of functions. One is they've got a magneto that that puts out about 60 to 80 volts. You can hear it now. It rings the bell.
Museum director Beth Weigel says the exhibit is an opportunity to showcase these phones as Junoites think about the future of Telephone Hill.
We have these old phones in the education collection, and we're just always kind of fascinated by all the stuff we have that people can handle, right? We have some other phones that are in the permanent collection that are in the other room in the case, but it's just kind of fun, you know?
Telephone Hill was home to Alaska's first commercial telephone service. Edward Webster and his family ran the company out of their house there. The exhibit includes 3 photos of the neighborhood, each taken about 50 years apart. Juneau resident Skip Gray took the 1973 and 2022 photos. He used to live on Telephone Hill, and he spent the last year and a half combing through photos he's taken of the neighborhood as the city discusses a redevelopment plan for the area.
I just heard about the exhibit at the last First Friday, and while I was here at the museum, and I offered them the use of some of my photos.
Juneau resident Katie Henry has seen Gray's photos on Facebook before. Looking at the ones on the wall, she says it's important to keep the green space that remains there.
I think that hill provides a relief for the encroaching, you know, kind of urban feel of the downtown, and that the green is critical. Actually, it's part of what makes it still feel okay to be downtown.
The state of Alaska transferred ownership of Telephone Hill to the city and borough of Juneau last year. In October, designers shared 4 preliminary redevelopment ideas. One involves building new housing among the existing homes. Others would remove the houses and add new homes or apartment buildings. Museum-goer Peter Metcalf lived on Telephone Hill in the 1970s and 80s. He says he's open to the city adding new housing, but he hopes they'll preserve the greenery there, too.
I'd prefer they, consider some new housing, perhaps, but office buildings and apartment buildings, give me a break. We don't need that in Juneau. And it's one of the very few open spaces. I mean, does the city of New York regret Central Park?
Project leaders plan to give an update to the assembly later this month. It will include results from a historic site study and a public survey. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.
Alaskans can now apply for food stamp benefits online. The State Division of Public Assistance announced the launch of the online form Friday. It's part of the state's effort to revamp the food assistance system to speed up application processing, as some Alaskans have waited months for their benefits. Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone reports.
It's been months since Ketchikan resident Vanessa Budge got her food stamps.
I've called and I've called, and I keep saying, oh, we're working on it. Oh, we're just getting through some of the applications.
On top of her job as a caretaker with an in-home assistance provider, she's a mom of 2 young children and also takes care of her own aging parents. Budge has relied on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly known as SNAP or food stamps, for years. She says everything seemed to be working smoothly until the pandemic. But then chronic understaffing, a cyber attack, outdated software, office closures, and a spike in demand resulted in the state falling months behind. Food stamp recipients have to reapply periodically. Currently, that's once a year. Budge says she reapplied for benefits in August. She says she was able to get emergency benefits for a month back in September to ensure her kids didn't go hungry. But since then, she's been left to wait.
I'm like down to nothing but canned goods and soups and stuff that, you know, last for a good while. But with the kids growing and stuff, I don't think it's going to last more than a week.
Budge is one of thousands of Alaskans who are caught in the state's food stamp backlog. Ron Meehan is with the Food Bank of Alaska, which distributes food across the state, and he says he's seeing the effect of that backlog.
We know that when SNAP doesn't work, people that are in need are showing up at our network of food banks and food pantries across the state, and we've continued to see just exceptionally high levels of need across our network.
With office closures and software upgrades, state officials with the Division of Public Assistance say their backlog swelled to 12,000 in December. Division Director Deb Etheridge says that after a variety of changes, including the suspension of a requirement that applicants be interviewed, that waiting list is now down to 8,300, with nearly 100 of those dating back to last July.
We've made a significant progress in that backlog in our SNAP applications, but we're also working really hard to stay current with those cases that are coming in.
Etheridge hopes a new online form launched in late December might ease the strain. It allows food stamp recipients to apply for benefits without the hassle of a 28-page paper form. The system is connected with My Alaska. That's the sign-on service residents use to access things like hunting and fishing licenses and permanent fund dividend applications. Etheridge says the online form saves time. For one, she says it's simply easier. The first few hundred online applicants to fill it out were able to complete the form in about 20 minutes. That's compared with roughly an hour for the paper application. Etheridge says it should also reduce the time it takes to process an application. She says an application with all the required information typically takes an hour or less to process, but with a 28-page form, it's easy for applicants to make mistakes that can stall an application for days at a time. So Etheridge says the online form flags those potential errors in advance.
For example, if they say that they have a job and they do not upload any income verification and they go to the next screen, they can continue to move through the application, but they'll get an alert that says, did you mean to do that?
Meehan from the Food Bank of Alaska applauds the new online form.
Yeah, well, I think it's incredibly exciting, obviously. You know, it provides another platform for individuals seeking food assistance to being able to access that application. Prior to that, we were one of only two states that did not have an online application.
He says his group has its eyes on another big change they're hoping comes down the pike, something called broad-based categorical eligibility. That would essentially eliminate a requirement that in most cases says food stamp recipients can have no more than $2,750 in assets.
We know that assets in particular are incredibly difficult and time-consuming to verify. And by allowing people to save, it can help families get out of poverty and ultimately get off the program.
Etheridge says the state is working on ways to implement that change, though she says antiquated computer systems make it a complicated proposition. She says she's working with the federal agency overseeing SNAP to determine whether the broad-based eligibility standard could be implemented while the state works to modernize its information system. A pair of bills in the state House and Senate introduced near the end of last year's legislative session would mandate that change and increase income limits to twice the federal poverty level. That's $75,000 for a family of four. But as officials' efforts to address the backlog continue, Vanessa Budge, the caretaker in Ketchikan, is still waiting.
I just want to know when I'll be able to get my food stamps so I can go food shopping because my kids need food.
Etheridge says the state hopes to clear the backlog by mid-March. She says her division is in the process of hiring nearly two dozen entry-level eligibility technicians to process applications, and she says senior department leaders have even been tasked with processing emergency applications. Meanwhile, Etheridge encourages people who need emergency assistance to stop by a local Division of Public Assistance office. Anyone in need can also find a local food pantry at the Food Bank of Alaska's website by clicking the button labeled Find Food. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
The Alaska Public Offices Commission has upheld complaints that Anchorage pastor Art Mathias and groups he founded violated multiple campaign laws in their efforts to overturn Alaska's ranked choice voting. In a decision dated Wednesday, the campaign finance watchdog issued civil penalties of nearly $95,000 against Mathias and groups he leads for failing to register, not filing campaign disclosure agreements, and failing to put paid-for-by identifiers on their videos and other campaign materials. This is KTOO.